Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Keeping Bob Enyart live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
One morning is truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's an honor to lead that congregation here in the Denver metro area. And also Monday through Friday, we're on the air on the 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT. Today we're going to talk about a book that is, it's popular on Oprah's book club. And the public schools are promoting it. And in fact, it's part of the Common Core curriculum that so many parents are outraged about. The curriculum, and this is reason number what? Can we email Doug McBurney and ask this is reason number what to pull your kids out of public school? I'm getting it right here. Okay, reason number 367. Okay. This is reason number 367 to pull your kids out of public school. And yesterday, Doug read an email from Troy from Denver saying that Denver Public Schools lose another amazing student to homeschooling. And we're so very thrilled to hear that news. And this story here about this book, The Bluest Eye, when you hear this, you'll understand why Troy and hundreds of thousands of others have pulled their kids out of government schools. Okay? And if you still have your kids in public schools, government schools, please don't let this day pass without making the decision to pull them out. Okay, so popular book for kids, right? The target audience through our public schools, 16 to 17 years old. And there's an interview with the author. The author's name is Toni Morrison. And the book deals with, well, in fact, what we're going to do with today's show summary is we will link to a review of the book written by a liberal. And when I say liberal, you know what that means, right? It means child sex advocate. That's what liberal means. And so this review of the book, really of the controversy surrounding the book, is at policymike.com. And the book deals with not only sex, but explicit sex scenes, with describing incest, rape, pedophilia, sex with kids. The novel is about a young girl. Well, let me read to you from an interview with the author, Toni Morrison, and then we'll think more about what this book does to the minds of kids who read it. The author, Toni Morrison, says that she wants the reader to feel as though they are a co-conspirator with the rapist. She took pains to make sure that she never portrayed those actions as wrong so that she could show how everyone has their own problems. She even goes as far to describe the pedophilia, the rape, and incest as friendly, innocent, and tender. All right? So raping an 11-year-old girl, this is What? This is tender and friendly and innocent. And so what we have in this controversy over this book, there's nothing new here, but it just becomes increasingly obvious to those who have been holdouts, to those who have been closing their eyes as tightly as they can, to those who push their fingers so far into the ears that they've damaged their eardrums, to those of you who have been intentionally ignorant of the harm of the public school system on your kids. This is your opportunity to realize that the public school administrators are child sex advocates. And that's why we celebrated yesterday. Doug McBurney and I celebrated the email we got from Troy that he pulled out. He gave the Denver Public Schools a two-week notice to withdraw his six-year-old son and to begin homeschooling this little boy. Praise God, Troy. That's so encouraging. We've been doing this on the air here at Bob and Yurt Live since 1991. We have been urging parents to save their kids from the government school system. And in so doing, you might end up saving their eternal soul. You know, that's a possibility because the curriculum. Now, I'm not using hyperbole here. The curriculum is designed to send your child to hell. And it's designed to get your child to be sexually active. That's how it's designed. That's the intention. The intention of the curriculum is to get people to reject, to get kids to reject any notion that Jesus Christ is their creator, that they were made in his image, and that he died and rose from the dead for them. The curriculum is designed to separate your child from your authority and your faith in Jesus Christ. And so for all these years on the air, we have struggled because most Christians, who are the ones who support Christian media, right? It's not really the atheists who support Christian media. So most Christians send their kids to godless government schools, which is why the vast majority of their kids, they reject the faith as they become adults. I mean, that has been thoroughly researched and documented. And so if you warn parents about government schools, think of the largest church near you, the mega church near you, the nearest, wherever one is. If you live in the hinterlands, what's the nearest big city and then the biggest church in that city? And ask yourself this question. Do they warn parents about the public schools? And then make sure you don't. Now, the only churches that have a large congregation that warn parents about the public schools are the churches that run their own school and they're trying to get kids into their school. And so it's not wrong for those churches to warn against the public schools. It's just that you could see the influence of economics in the very life-saving message that's permitted to be preached from our pulpits, oh, by the way, and our Christian radio and TV shows. So that if you have a mega church and they warn parents that the government schools, the curriculum is designed to send their kids to hell, and if they're to be good parents, they need to work to get their kids out of public school. If a megachurch shared that basic truth, they worry that a lot of their people would leave. Just like here at Bob and Yurt Live. You know, focus on the family. We urged them for 20 years to warn families about the godless public schools. And they were so timid. After 20 years, finally, Dr. Dobson said on one program, he said, you know, it's gone so far, we're going to recommend that parents in California don't send their kids to public school. It's like, well, too timid, too little too late, but at least it was something. It was like, what, just California? He must have never checked the schools in Colorado Springs. And the schools everywhere. And now the schools promoting through their, not only the Common Core curriculum, but just generally. I mean, Oprah's book club. If it's big on Oprah's book club, you've got to assume that the book comes with, you know, paraphernalia. Maybe jet rockets, you strap them on, send you straight to hell. As soon as you finish reading the book, straight to hell. And so that this book, and in fact, Alexandria Cardinale, who wrote the review of the policy over this book, Bluest Eye, she describes how the author wants to describe in graphic detail rape scenes, incest, sex with children, adults having sex with children, but in a non-judgmental way. And in a tender and innocent way, so that it comes across as friendly, so that you won't be judgmental for, you know, people raping their 12-year-old niece or daughter. And so it tells you so much about the culture, not only the government school systems, but our culture is filled. It's run by child sex advocates. And by the way, the conservative Republicans, whatever that's been in the White House and on the Supreme Court and in Congress, it's been pretty much, they've been AWOL on this whole battle of child sex advocacy. They've been AWOL. They should be outraged like we've been outraged here on the air for going on for 23 years, outraged. And there's no outrage. They should be introducing laws. Every legislative session, they should be introducing laws to recriminalize sex with kids. And if publishers produce sexually explicit material and sell it to kids, those publishers should be charged criminally. But our whole culture, in fact, we even hear it from, well, it's horrific to say, but even from the moral majority and Focus on the Family, where they think that it should be legal to be able to produce pornography. I mean, it's shocking. When is the last time any of these national Christian ministries have advocated recriminalizing sex outside of marriage? They actually think you have the right. They're rejecting 3,500 years of Judeo-Christian legal heritage, where sex was only legal within marriage, and child sex is a crime. And pornography, people videotaping, marketing, trafficking, and human sexuality, basically. I mean, we use that word trafficking as though it only applies to people who've been kidnapped. But to sell human sexuality, whether it's live and in person or on videotape, it's all criminal. It's criminal. And if we don't have the courage to point out that it's not only a sin, but it's a crime to have sex outside of marriage, increasingly, these child sex advocates who run your public school, they're going to increasingly advocate sex among children and eventually sex with children, as this popular book does. You know, evolution says animals turned into men, but it actually turns men into animals. Evolution, every Friday for years now, what, 8 years and 100 shows before that, we've done these creation evolution shows and warned people that evolution is one of the lies that is destroying the foundation of a civilized society, because God is our creator. We didn't evolve from lower animals. And you can't even get many evolutionists today to admit there are lower animals. They say, hey, we're lower animals. We're just like pigs and dogs. That's what the homosexuals have been saying for years. And, you know, it's increasingly it's hard to disagree with them because they're turning themselves into animals. Evolution says animals. Evolution says animals turned into men, but it actually turns men into animals, and that's what we cover on Fridays on Real Science Radio. So we need your help this month of February. Our goal, we're now over 20% of our goal. Thank you so much for those who have given, people who have subscribed to our Bible studies or our DVDs, our sermons. We're now at $5,600 of our goal of $25,000 to keep going for another year. We're just so thankful for everyone who's given. Also, just to let you guys know, one of our out-of-state listeners heard about the telethon and wanted to give but needed a tax deduction. That's understandable. And we tell people, don't vote for child killers. So, and we'll name them explicitly and their party. So because of that, Bob and Yurt Live is not tax deductible. But this listener said, well, could I make a donation to Denver Bible Church? And that's a totally separate entity, and it is tax deductible. So in a way, the telethon has done much better than it looks, but that money, of course, is not available to Bob and Yurt Live. That's Denver Bible Church. But just so you guys don't get discouraged, because we don't get discouraged here, because the Lord owns the cattle on 1,000 hilltops, and we are more than conquerors in him. And we've read the last page of the book, you know, the last chapter, and we know that Jesus Christ has the victory. So some people get discouraged. We don't get discouraged. We just serve the Lord. And we're thankful for every opportunity. You know, you get to be on the air. You talk to maybe 10,000 people, millions of people, eventually through downloads and the internet and Google searches and so on. But what if you had the opportunity to have a Bible study once a day with one person? You know, Monday you meet with this one person. Tuesday you meet with that one person. You have a Bible study, say Thursday nights, and you meet with three people. Is that too small a group to make it worth your time? Well, Jesus died for that one person, for those three people. And so it's not too small a group. It's an honor. And so the fact that we get to be here on the air and share the news of the day and the controversies of the day from a biblical worldview, that is such an honor to be able to do that with one person, let alone that we're able to be on a 50,000-watt radio station, a blowtorch in Colorado, AM 670, KLTT, 50,000 watts. And you know what? We're at 670 AM. That's a big deal. That's almost like bragging rights. Because you know that KOA? There are all these different stations like Carcass. What is Carcass? KRKS? They're 710, right? 710, that's a little higher than 670. KOA, but they're not even 50,000 watts. KOA is 50,000 watts, but they're up at 850. The lower you are on the AM dial, the further the signal goes with the same strength, with the same watts. So 50,000 watts at 670 AM, it's the most powerful Christian radio station in the country. And we started, Bob and Yurt Live started on KLTT Radio, April 1991. And that's where we are today. And we've grown with the radio station. And so what an honor it is to be on there and speak to. And, you know, I've had so many Christian broadcasting friends over the years. I mean, dozens. And they'll be on a small station in a city, and they'll say, well, our audience has about 200 to 250,000 listeners. And we chuckle, you know, and we don't correct them. But really, their audience probably has like maybe 3,000 listeners on a strong day. And so we don't exaggerate here at Bob and Yurt Live. We sure try not to exaggerate. And so if our live broadcast goes to 10,000 people, what an honor that is. I mean, a pastor of a megachurch, which at Denver Bible Church, we define a megachurch as any congregation with more than 100 people. But a pastor of, let's say, 500 people or 1,000 people, and they get one sermon to those people once a week, 25 minutes, exactly, right, timed perfectly. And that's because if you go over 25 minutes, there's a trap door behind the pulpit, and the pastor goes through to the basement. So he knows he has to be done on time. And so he gets to share with, you know, a large church. Well, we have here at Bob and Yurt Live, we get to share with, you know, maybe as many as 10,000 people live during the broadcast. And then the thousands of people who download every podcast, every program. And then some of them go viral, as we've had tremendous outreach with the analysis of the Ken Ham Bill Nye debate. Tremendous outreach. And so our goal to reach $25,000, you know, a half a dozen people have subscribed in the past week to our monthly Bible studies, our monthly sermons, our monthly videos. If you go to kgov.com, click on the store, subscriptions, or just go at the very top, there's an announcement about our telethon, and you could subscribe. And then that provides the basis of our ability to function month by month because of the people who get our subscriptions. But we're honored here to be able to talk to all the people we talk to, and also wonderfully, in almost a startling way, and extremely humbling, there are so many ministries and organizations that where their leaders, spokesmen, founders tune in to Bob and Yurt Live. And so how that happens, I don't know, but I'm just so thankful. So we need your help. We're at $5,600 out of $25,000. And if you could give, if it's $20, if it's $2,000, you know, it seems like there must be somebody out there who could write a check for $10,000. Then we'd be at $15,600 toward $25,000, and it would give a lot of people a lot of hope that we're going to make our goal. I bet you Wally'd end up dancing on the tabletop in there. Well, at least Connie. Table would break. So, and, you know, maybe somebody could write a check for $300 or $4,000. And what a blessing that would be. So I want to talk a little bit more about this whole idea that these people are child sex advocates. That's what they are. We've been using that term on the air for decades. Just like when I told what it was on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. One of our late night talk show hosts, Jimmy Kimmel, when I said to him, Jimmy, you know, Hollywood used to have comedians. We don't any longer. You are a crotch humorist. You're a crotch humorist. It's all bathroom humor. And he took such offense. He was so upset. He was so upset, in fact, that a year later, they invited him back on. He was happy to go on. And he freaked out in the green room. He found out I was going to be on with him again. And on the air, I said the same thing. I said, Jimmy Kimmel, Hollywood used to have comedians. They don't anymore. You're a crotch humorist. That's it. And so our culture promotes what? Sexual morality, really above most other goals of theirs, because in the long war against God, those who are allied with Satan, they could kill the innocent, which they do, but it's a far greater victory for them and for evil to get people to destroy themselves. And that's why sexual immorality, even selling sex to kids, even all these child sex advocates are just so thrilled to promote sexual immorality. So if you think about abortion, right, they're killing the innocent, and that's big to them, big. But it's also sex without responsibility, right? So that's why they like that. Think about animal rights. When you elevate animal rights, Well, it makes people seem just like animals. And then we could all behave like animals. And they reject sexual morality. If you think about evolution, right? All the things that are big for the godless. Evolution, again, it turns men and women into animals. And so you could have sex without responsibility. Because there's no creator that you're going to answer to, or so you think. You know, even feminism brings women down to the gutter to share in the sexual, in the promiscuity of men. And homosexuality, you know, sex without responsibility, because you don't end up with kids as a general rule. And decriminalizing adultery and giving condoms to kids, kiddie condoms, right? And even Obamacare and welfare is sex without responsibility, because a woman could have sex with six or seven guys, bear three or four kids out of wedlock, but that's okay because the government is going to pay for her housing and her food stamps and her education and her health care. So you don't need marriage. You could have sex without responsibility. And the war against spanking, so that kids will be disobedient to their parents and they could start having sex at a young age, as Planned Parenthood admitted in writing was their goal. And no-fault divorce, right? So sex with anyone without consequences, without responsibility. Even overpopulation, right? That's, hey, if the world's overpopulated, you need abortion. And abortion then enables sex without responsibility. And a decriminalized pornography, which is basically prostitution, which the Republicans never figured out, and requiring women as a condition of employment, they have to accept bodily fluids from other people into their bodies. I mean, where's OSHA, right? What a joke. Public housing is sex without responsibility. And it just goes on. So many of the issues that liberals would kill for really come down to sex without responsibility. And that's why the people who run the public schools are child sex advocates, because it's an expression of their rebellion against God. And so, hey, we're out of time here at Bob in Your Life. Please call. Help us with our telethon, 1-800-8-NYARDS. 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-836-9278. Or you go to our website, kgov.com, and click just on the telethon, donate, or you could subscribe once a month, receive some of our materials, or you could once a month automatically donate. You could sign up for that too. And we have some Blu-ray discs now. The Master Designer, Creation Evolution, just tremendous in our store. God bless you.